Governmental Affairs Report by Mitch Pomerantz. Preparation and surprises. Those two words summarize the commencement of the new year for me as chairperson of the CCB Governmental Affairs Committee. First, for the surprises. Having been essentially absent from the California legislative scene for a few years, I was surprised to read so many wholly unfamiliar names while reviewing the roster of Assembly and Senate members for this legislative session. Term limits, even with recent voter-approved tweaks, have truly meant significant turnover in the legislature. It also means that we, as advocates, representing a very small minority within the border disability community, not to mention society as a whole, must continue to educate California's 120 elected representatives nonstop. My other surprise while glancing through the names of Assembly members was to see the name of an old colleague of mine from my working days with the City of Los Angeles, Reginald Jones Sawyer, D-59. Reggie, we knew each other well enough for me to still call him that, as it turns out, is in his second term at the Assembly. He and I have already spoken, and I am hoping that this connection will bear fruit for our advocacy efforts during the next 2 years. Now for the preparation. In my previous column, I mentioned our three legislative initiatives we were working to have introduced this year. The In-Home Supportive Services, IHSS, reader bill which would add reading assistance to the required services available to blind consumers of IHSS. Amending language to the statute governing the state price schedule, which is utilized by the Department of Rehabilitation to provide assistive technology and other training services to clients, and amendments relative to the State Board of Guide Dogs for the Blind. While President Tom no longer chairs this committee, since he resides in Sacramento and I do not, he has done a good deal of the necessary legwork in an effort to obtain authors to carry our various legislative initiatives. I've done much of the phone work, making appointments for Jeff, writing follow-up emails and letters, and other ancillary activities. This past week, it is February 15 as I write this, Senator Isidore Hall, D, introduced SB-199, our IHSS reader bill. He authored the same proposal last year while a member of the Assembly. The bill already has one co-author in the Senate, Jim Beal, D-15, and four sponsors in the Assembly, Tom Lackey, R-36, Freddie Rodriguez, D-52, Susan Bonilla, D-14, and Marie Waldron, R-75. If you happen to reside in the district of any of the above-named legislators, a thank you call and or email would be appreciated. Clearly the bill already has bipartisan support, but we need buy-in from the Department of Social Services as well as the governor. As I indicated last time, our proposed guide dog legislation will not be introduced until 2016. Our proposal to amend the state price schedule statutory language is still being shopped to various members of the legislature. One obstacle we face is that there are limits to the number of bills a given legislator may introduce, and we're approaching the deadline for introducing new legislative proposals. I'll report on developments in future columns. This coming Friday, February 20th, Donna and I leave for the American Council of the Blind annual triple header in the Washington, D.C. area, the ACB Board of Directors meeting, the gathering of affiliate presidents, and the legislative seminar. It is this latter event for which I have also been doing some serious preparation over the past few weeks. There are 9 of us going to Capitol Hill on Tuesday, February 24th, including 2 very sharp first-timers, Tamara Kearney from the Silicon Valley and Patricia Bogard from the San Diego area. Others trekking to our nation's capital include Artis Basin, Vincent Calderon, Charles Nabarit, Richard Ruda, and Jeff Tom. The 9 of us will be meeting with aides for the 53 California members of Congress and our 2 Senates to discuss ACB's legislative agenda for 2015. I will report on details on this effort in my next column.